Are you recording?
So let's record the video. With no voice, you mean?
I'm just recording the voice, so you can send it to them, they can fix it.
I don't want, when I will send it, we don't want to get, can they fix that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I fix it. Okay.
I can fix it in 2 seconds.
Okay. I could fix it in 2 years.
This is,
because I don't know.
This is really important moment in here. We have
another son.
We started
here. Yes. The lesson? Okay, start over.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, go.
This is an important place to stand on. This is the crossing over between humanity and between the Spirit of God. The church on the Pentecost did the same thing. It crossed from one place to another. And Moses, you know, also was crossing, you know, his people crossing from this place. And this is a great reset for Israel and a great reset for the nations. The whole world right now, we are standing in a great reset, and God is separating the nation from the nations of God and the nation of the world. And we are standing here on a Mount Nebo, which is, we are looking at Israel behind us and the Dead Sea and also Jordan. The whole world is where everything happened. It is right there before us. And here we're standing on something very specific and unique. This is the cross that God, you know, when he told Moses to hang the, you know, when the snake were biting into the people, and then he put the snake on the cross, and everybody was looking at it, and they were healed to symbolize, you know, the power of God that is coming about. The prophetic, all of from Moses to all the prophets prophesied about Jesus Christ, his coming, his timing, and now he's coming back. We are so close to coming back with Jesus Christ, and we are standing in that moment for all things to take place and happen.
Amen. And you know, the unique thing about this, if you look at the three of us standing here, Brother Sam and Brother Kamal and myself, we have different nationality. We grew up in different places. But look at us right now. And of course, we have people here. We have Quinn, Kathy, Margaret. The unique thing about it that the Lord put us together for a reason. The Lord put us together for a reason, even to be in Jordan,
Amen.
To be in the city of Irbit, to be in the city of Ajlon, and to have conferences, to preach the word of God, to preach the gospel. And the main thing, as I was talking to Brother George Haddad this morning, is really salvation.
Amen.
Salvation, and for people in Jordan to understand how important for them to love Israel, to pray for Israel, especially the church in Jordan, to pray for Israel, to pray for the Jewish people, so they can be blessed. I mean, we are standing in a very, very, not to be negative, but we are standing in a very, very, very dry land. They need the Lord.
Amen.
They need the Spirit of God.
Amen.
The demonic, the Satan, the devil himself, must leave this nation,
Amen.
Must leave this ground. And we can do it. And God is ready to do it.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Brother Sam.
You know, we are standing in Mount Nebo. I just wanted to bring a context to where we are standing. I want to read a couple of verses. As we know, this is a very important place. Many transitions took place in this place. And Deuteronomy 34 is very specific about this place, because the Bible tells that God himself buried Moses here. So if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 34, I'll read from verse 1. It says, then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo. This is this place.
Yeah.
To the top of Pisgah. There's one of the, these are mountains here. One of the top places, Pisgah, which is across from Jericho. This is behind us, as straight as Jericho, just 27 kilometers from here. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead as far as Dan. Gilead is this side. This is Dead Sea, Jericho, Gilead is that side. Dan is all the way to the north, closer to Syria. So God showed everything for Moses. The entire land. It's amazing. And then it showed up. Then let's move on. Then the Lord said to him, this is the land of which I swore to give Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you should not cross over there. So there was a reason behind it. I don't want to go in there. But the point I'm making is, this is very important. Verse 5. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab. This is the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab. Across here, the valley, that's where God himself buried Moses there. And he said, nobody will know the grave even now, until now. But the point I want to make is several things happened here. So from the Moses time to the prophetic now, I want to tell you, this is the place where vision before possession.
Amen.
Vision before possession. Moses saw everything in vision, and later Joshua and the descendants possessed that land. The second point is faith beyond fulfillment. You know, Moses couldn't get into this land. But in Hebrews 13:11, he saw before everything is going to happen, and the faith beyond fulfillment happened here. Literally came closer to Canaan as much he can. And then leadership transition happened in this place.
Yes.
Moses and Joshua. So Moses inaugurated Joshua in this region, Ibrahim area. So that's very important. Leadership transition happened in this place. And then inheritance by faith. It's not just Moses, but Moses and other generation, and beyond him, the generations possessed it. That's an inheritance by faith. It might not happen in your lifetime, but whatever God promised, it will happen in your generation somewhere in the right timing. So we cannot give up on promises of God. And finally, death to resurrection hope. Moses died here. Nobody knows where he buried. But remember, transfiguration. Moses and Elijah appeared to Jesus.
That's right.
So many things happened in this place. This is a profound place. There's this Jordan. I believe God is going to have an incredible move of God very, very soon, preparing the way for the King of Glory. And behind me is Jericho and Mount of Olives. It's very close from here, just 50 kilometers, I believe. That's where my daughter is right now, in Mount of Olives.
So, Leith, why don't you just, with the camera, turn around and show the church. الكنيسة يعني الكبيرة وين احنا واقفين خفف شوي امشي شوي شوي اوكي امطاق انتهى من عربك four directions ايوة هيك رد لف علينا هيك شوي شوي وخلينا احكي كم من كلمة ونظل ماشي
so the important thing
here
keep it short yes the important thing here is this is a crossing over. This is how Elijah surrendered everything to Elisha, and he crossed over. We are crossing over the double portion anointing. Jesus, you know, the prophecy, he became the highway in the desert, and John the Baptist fulfilled that, where he said, you will see stream in the desert. And the ministry of Brother Max and Sister Quinn, and what we're doing here in Jordan, this is part of the highway in the desert. That's important, because what we are bringing here is we are bringing the revelation knowledge to speak to the earth, to the ground, to manifest all the things that have to take place. We are on a ground of manifestation, crossing over from a desert place to a highway desert, where Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And so now this is the manifestation of this ministry. And that's what Brother Sam is talking about. We are here for this, to help all the crossing over to the next phase of this land of Jordan, you know, into Israel.
Amen. Okay, well, thank you for... Sam, you have anything else? Okay.
I just want to pray over whoever is watching, is it okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
So, Father, I pray for everyone watching this video, Lord God. I pray for an incredible breakthroughs for them. If anybody is watching that they don't know you, Lord, everything written in the Bible is agreeing with archaeology and history. It's 100% everything written in the Bible is truth. As if you're watching, believe Jesus is coming back. He is the only one who can take you to heaven. So believe in him. And also I pray for healing in the name of Jesus. Anyone who needs healing, deliverance, emotional breakthroughs, I decree healing in Jesus' name. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen.
And from the gate of Minnesota to the gate of the Jordan, we declare and decree to the ground, live, 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 live. So we speak life into this... And we speak the spirit of adoption of the living God to manifest in spirit and in truth.
Amen. All right, so we're going to the Dead Sea next, and we'll see if we have time to just do another clip here very quick. Praise the Lord. We'll see you later. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.